thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, we have managed, Liam and I together, it was a team effort. We managed to lose control of January and February, and now it's March. It's March 1st. Wow. Hey, 7:05 in the morning and the fire engines are going by.
We're right downtown by the station, by the way.
And there's south. Oh, there goes another one. This may be a, who knows?
I hope it's not an accident. But, you know, do be careful because it is icy outside.
It would be running, too, though. Oh, well.
Well, we do have a hard freeze warning.
But the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, my love. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Okay, so we do have a hard freeze warning and then another hard freeze warning. It looks like we are going to have highs near 51 today. We could have gusts up to 20 miles per hour today, widespread frost after midnight. Otherwise, mostly clear with of a low of around 29. Now, we were talking about these freezing temperatures. Thursday, areas of frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 57, north wind around 7 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. Again, Thursday night, widespread frost, mainly after 5 a.m. Looks like we have Thursday night lows of 33, Friday frost and mostly sunny, high of 55. And so on the way to work today, I was thinking about that because I had an earring that came off the back and I was trying to maneuver that. I was driving and I thought, I just took one hand over to my left ear, but I thought, you know, this is, we have a very short distance to go from downtown, but I was thinking that very action further out of Reading, over bridges, overpasses, that's where they're particularly icy. So, you know, just be careful of what you would just regularly do. You know, some people do get on their phone, not talking about picking the phone up, but they may dial something and call somebody on the way to work because it's a ritual. But be careful this morning because of this hard freeze warning. And this is going to, we have these low temperatures at nighttime, which means super frost in the morning. Friday night's 33. Saturday night will be 34. So we do have cold weather and in front of us. And our weather, the people who bring us the weather and sponsor us is Shasta Gas Propane, a business out of Anderson that's a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. And as you know, through the theme of our shows many times, Carl, we have veteran-owned businesses because we're a veteran-owned company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alliance.
Shasta Gas Propane. Alliance Heating and Air, who came to our house yesterday, of course.
This is what we found out yesterday when the heat stops blowing through your
your and heater. And it's 30 degrees out.
There is a sending unit that trips when it starts getting, when ice starts building up. And what it does is it reverses the outflow. So the heat goes to the machinery so it doesn't freeze. Well, ours doesn't do that. Ours just says freeze up and just send cold air in. So what we found out yesterday, though, it's a board. And, I mean, Alliance Heat and Air came just like that.
On the same day.
On the same day. And we know the young man, and former Marine, got a good thing going for himself. So they have to replace the board. Now, it's not Alliance Heating and Air's fault. The board went out. They've done everything right. But the board's only 2 years old.
Yeah.
That bothers me. But here's what I learned. He said, put on the air conditioner. Put the air conditioner on. Let it run because it reverses it, and it'll melt it off. And so we did, you know, and this is strange, but you put on the air conditioner for 62, and it's 64 in the house. It works. It melts off the other stuff. Then you turn the heater back on, and then the heater's good for several hours. Again, because it works.
It's not there.
But they're coming back today.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, we're not in a warranty. Okay, here's the thing. that
it's just the weirdest thing.
Well, it's when I think about like when I had when we have American Home Shield. And that American Home Shield has saved us several times. It costs $100 for when they come out and do their thing.
And $112 a month.
Yeah, but I mean, in the big picture, it has paid for itself doubly, three times.
It has, which is why they keep raising it. But why do we use Alliance Heating and Air? Because they're local, and
yes,
they get out there right then, and it can take up to 8, 9, 10 days for American
Home Shield.
Exactly,
and they come out that day. But my point is, so we're not saying anything. Well, I want to talk about like the state of affairs with appliances now. Now, I want to share with you that I had a somebody come out and fix my we have a 6 gas burner, which of course I'm understanding you can't get any gas. You can't get gas in a, if you're building a house now, you can't get gas in California. I don't understand that, but I don't know if that's all over California or whatever, but we have a 6 gas burner with a stove, and we've been in this house 15 going on for me 17 years. And they came out, and he was the most wonderful appliance guy, and his wife works with him. And she proceeded to tell me on the phone about certain electronics that were built, and this is a 1998, folks, and it is fabulous. My oven and my stove. For my stove, like one of the things went out, you know, the cooking element. They replaced that, and he started to talk about the certain appliances that would have built before a certain time. They're made with certain elements built to last. And I know for my mother, who has a brand-new washer and dryer, she's had to replace that in the last 7 years. She's had to replace it 3 times. Keeps breaking, keeps going out. I'm not really sure.
Replace it or have it repaired?
Replace it twice, have it repaired I don't know how many times. Just like, you know, some
Well, your
element.
Mom does.
She does.
She does Primo laundry.
But
I mean,
she
she's doing
a,
laundry every
but
day.
But if she had family, if she had kids at home, you'd be using your washing machine all the time. So the point is that I think about that unit that's in our air conditioning heater unit that only had a year.
2 years.
It had a year warranty.
Oh, it had a year warranty.
And
yes,
it's 2 years old.
I'm going to call the company.
I want you to.
I'm
going
to write to the company and say, is this supposed to happen every 2 years you have to replace your boards?
I'm wondering that because of this, with this woman put this thought in my head that was with her husband's appliance about these appliances. They're built now at a certain time after maybe 2005. They're made with lesser
materials.
Well,
we heard that. We heard that at the vet. That the bandages that they were getting,
yes,
coming in from China or some other place, not in America, but
Pakistan.
When they were getting them from one dealer, they were, and now they're being made in Pakistan, and they are just not holding up. And they have to, you know, they're trying to find other sources. I mean, this is happening. When the guy came out to fix your Maytag, don't you have a Maytag, right?
You would tell me what that. I have a 1993 washer and dryer that have been used and used and used. And don't ever get rid of them, he said. Never get rid of them. Just try to get them fixed.
That's right. He says, you can buy a new one today, and this one will still be running when it's gone.
And I'm okay with that. I don't need to have this fancy front load, big. When you look at them, you think, okay, 5 years, and now I'm going to have to replace it.
That thing's 30 years old.
Yeah.
This year, we should have a birthday party. A birthday party for the washer and dryer because it is, they are still chunking through.
Yep, that's right.
All right.
So I'm just curious about that. And if you have any kind of knowledge about some of these electronics or some of these, we were talking about, you know, the new gears and the new boards or anything, and you happen to know about the elements or something that were made before a certain era and you want to share that with us, we'd love to hear from you in the next segment. We do have a little bit of time before we bring our
contractors.
I just want to know.
Contractors and repair people. I mean, we're hearing this all the time. Now, just before we take a break, here's headlines. Okay, here's a headline. Get this. Air Force mysteriously removes 6 leaders at a nuclear base.
That's scary.
It's not scary. What it is two a squadron commander and a support group commander were relieved, and it said they've lost confidence in their ability to complete their assigned task. Now, what could that be? Does it mean is that they're seeing that there's nukes missing? No, doesn't mean that. It could be anything from a bad inspection to a DUI and all this. The services do not comment on why somebody's been relieved.
Okay.
It's nobody's business. It's like HIPAA.
All right.
It's none of my business why this colonel got relieved.
So people can just speculate and create all kinds of, and you probably have.
And if you take a look at the news over the past year, you'll see there's a lot of military officers, commanders that have been relieved. You know, from a ship, from a support unit, from a training unit. And, you know, I get these things from a military, online thing. And they usually don't tell, unless it really hits the fan. Like this, general down at Fort Benning who stood up for his people and he put it on social media.
Ooh.
And somebody said he should be relieved for that. I mean, it went in and ended up he did not get relieved. His soldiers were standing up for him.
Okay.
And, so it was, that was, see, that's a typical woke overreach. Oh my God, you did something that doesn't meet and we're going to relieve you. This guy, you know, it's got medals. He's, you know, combat veteran. He didn't do anything wrong. And his troops stood up for him. The community stood up for him. His fellow officers stood up
good.
For him. But
that's really good.
This happens a lot. So don't get too involved when you say, oh gosh, we got nukes missing. No. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by somebody that rescued us on Saturday. That's right. B&T Satellite.
Oh yes, they did.
And Doug Tooley. Doug, you know, not even feeling very well, brings his son out, who is like 4 inches taller than Doug.
Oh my goodness.
They came out Saturday and they fixed our dish. Our dish on our work dish.
Above the studios.
Above the
here.
Studio, 12 mm-hmm. foot satellite dish.
Huge.
But he is Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, the best service, and the best technology in TV for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call a local guy. Call Doug Tooley. Call 530-241-DISH. 530-241-3474 for the best service and the best deals you're going to get. B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley, it's a better-known business. We'll be right back.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441, to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been there 15 years, probably going to 16 right now. And ever since the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street, and the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell, and the fourth one down in Anderson. Cornerstone Community Bank. We do our business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy. They're good people. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay. Your turn.
Well, I just was really funny because Friday and I were going to the Red Rancheria Community Fund, and Liam is coming with us. We're going to have a KC in our table, so Liam's going to be there.
And but Sue.
And Karen, who does all of the ads, and she's with Wonderland Sign. So all of the logos and the pictures and everything that you see that go out for KC in our has been really Wonderland Signs and Karen Holmhofer's design. So I want to do a shout-out for her. But anyway, she has chameleon costumes, and she really wanted to go in costumes. And I was telling Liam, The community fund event in the past has been superheroes. It's been so many different things, and we dressed up in costume. But this year it's red, so we're going to just have everybody at the table wear red. But you were asking what it is, and every year they select a nonprofit, and they do like a $10,000 gift to a nonprofit, and they select that. But through the years, they give several, like a $2,500 grant, $500, like somebody, you know, a playground, a school, Camp Hope, things like that throughout the year.
This is kind of a culmination because they've given out at this point, before this, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to different 501s, nonprofits,
hundreds
or schools.
Of thousands, yes.
Yeah, yes. And so what this is of that whole group that they've given it to, they give an extra 10 that
right.
night. And the place sells out probably in the first month. It's great.
And it's wonderful anyway. So
Liam
will get to see that. So I said, then you get free slot play. And then I went, oh, you're not 21. So Liam looked it up, and you can gamble at 18. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So that was my little aha.
Well, you'll get free slot play. Yesterday, the board of supervisors had another marathon meeting. They broke at 6 p.m. last night. They started at 9.
Oh, my gosh.
They broke at 6 for dinner and came back. And essentially what it was about was Kathy Garland Allen was going to do a presentation on new machines. And, you know, say that you've voted down the Dominion. Now we have to vote for a new machine. Patrick Jones, the board chairman, said, why can't we use hand voting? Why don't we just hand vote? And people came in, and obviously there was a lot of comments about this. The Deputy Secretary of State, Susan Lapsley, said a partial pilot program is a possibility, but trying to implement a complete system in a quick turnaround would be a challenge. Well, it would be, because you've got to get people to count. I understand. We used to do that. People used to do that. They used to do counting ballots. We have a lot of mail-in ballots that come in. So on that day, they're opened up. I guess there's a reason why you can't count the mail-in ballots first as they come in. And 60% or more of our voting is done by mail-in, by people who have mailed in ballots. Not this everybody gets a mail-in ballot, that comes to you because you and I vote that day. But, for the last 20 years, Shasta County has voted by mail. Hasn't been a problem. Now, some people question the viability of hand counting some 100,000 ballots and how the Elections Department would manage the task of counting them accurately, timely, and with the appropriate controls. And that's true, too. What if somebody says, oh, I don't like this person? And you're counting them, and they just count it for the other side. Now they take percentages. They'll take samples of it. And that would be interesting. Anyway, what the board voted was 3-2 in favor of exploring hand counting ballots while following all state and federal laws. And that's the last report I had. So if anybody was there last night and stayed to the end, you can give us a call.
That's pretty diehard, isn't it?
They do it now. Yeah, I mean, they broke for dinner. I saw that. And I guess I could have spent all last night watching it, but I didn't.
So you want to talk about, Lightfoot is out. Chicago crime wave upends election. First mayor to lose in 40 years.
She lost a reelection bid. She wasn't even in the runoff. There were 8 people running. She didn't make it into the runoff. She got like 17% of the votes, 16 or 17% of the votes. Crime is crushing Chicago, as it is many other large cities. And this one, people, they've had enough. They've had enough of every weekend, dozens and dozens of people being shot, people being killed, all the other things that are going on, with the progressive way of handling things, of turning people loose on the street, like we do here in California. But in Chicago, they've totally lost control of parts of the city. So it's not a surprise that she lost.
Well, what does a leader do in those situations? I mean,
I know what I would do. I know what I would do. They've lost control. The police are not going to places because of this defunding the police thing. Well, it's not even if they were defunded. It's their lack of support. As one of the Chicago policemen who's been decorated for bravery and he's been out there, he says, I'm not going after this guy knowing that if I do catch him at the risk of my life, they're just going to kick him loose because of these new rules they have there. Why would I do that? He says, I'm looking for a job in the office. I'll just do my last 8 years in the office. I'm not, I've spent 15 years on the street. I've been, in gunfights. I'm not going to go and do it again. So, what they need to do is just take control of the city. Now, how do you do that? Do you actually suspend rights and say we're under martial law and you just block off streets and there's a curfew and everything and you go back to this and it's going to end up in courts because you go back to the stopping people for, and making them identify themselves and searching them? You're on probation.
We could go into a large demonstration in the German town of Greifswald was met with physical violence by local police after a number of members of the crowd reportedly tried to confront the town's Green Party mayor. With around 500 people in attendance, and this is what you'll be seeing more of, I think, the demo appears to be one of the latest in a trend of growing protest movements with Western Europe, with Germany, Ireland, and the United Kingdom all seeing multiple demonstrations against the open border policies of the leftist administration in recent weeks.
It's people are starting. You know, they talk about the people of Shasta County doing a recall, the people of Shasta County putting new people into offices. The people have had enough. People have said, look, we need to take control of our lives again. You know, every time you turn around, there's another law. The California State Assembly and down in Sacramento have, you know, said, you don't have anything to say about what goes on in your county. No. Yes, you voted down the wind farms. Well, guess what? You can't do that anymore. We're going to take control of the area. And even if you all don't want it, even if it goes 5-0 against it, we're still going to give them permission to put it in. People don't like that. I don't like that. I don't think it's fair. You know, if we don't want to have a wind farm here, and the people obviously don't, then why are we? Why, you know, why are we? So, anyway, let's take a quick break, and we come back with our Heroes Dreams.
Our what?
Our Heroes Dreams.
Heroes Dreams.
Heroes Dreams.
Great.
I think I have the name right. So, but we'll get it. We'll have them come in here. And I just heard about them. They called yesterday, and I said, can you come on today?
Excellent.
And he is out there right now.
All right.
So we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't.
Good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, streaming online. Again, it's going to be high of 51. We are under a hard freeze warning, currently 34 degrees. Looks like we're going to have our overnight lows of 29. And if, as you know, throughout the week, we do have a frosty and cold days with overnight lows of 33 on Thursday, 33 on Friday, and Saturday 34. The highs get up to be about 55 on Friday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That is a veteran-owned business. Yeah, and we're here this morning with veterans.
That's right. And it's cold enough that I'm wearing socks. So, hey, we're here with Justin Bond from our American Heroes. And I'm sorry, our Heroes Dreams.
Yes,
our Heroes Dreams. And I got a phone call yesterday from Mike, and I said, can you have somebody on tomorrow? And he said, yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't even hesitate. And so Justin is here. Tell us a little bit about you first.
Well, yes, sir. Well, after I went in the military at 18, but I got out, and then when 9/11 happened, and the towers were falling, I saw President Bush standing up there on the smoldering wreckage, and yeah. When he put out the call to arms, I jumped in, and I found myself over in Iraq. Shortly later, I re-upped, and I ended up with an AK-47 round through the center of both knees, and ended up leaving one leg over there in Iraq. And I realized quickly that the physical injuries was the easy part. When I was laying there in the bed, and I saw all of our brothers and sisters there missing limbs, some of them missing a half a head, and I realized quickly those were the easy parts. It was the sleepless nights, the wondering about your men and women that are still over there and dying, and it all hit that our guys, and they become men and women overnight, from boys and girls,
right.
From straight out of high school to just really suffering. And pretty soon I had lost 11 friends to suicide, and I knew something needed to change.
Well, we're losing 22 veterans a day
to
suicide.
And what's crazy is if you really study that number is only from 21 states, and it's not from every county, but from all those states.
Wow.
Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said it's at least double that. And it doesn't include guard, reserve, and active duty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And to me, when we got back from Iraq, my unit, we spent a week giving all the different things you can do to get help. You could go out. Didn't even have to go to a Marine Navy hospital. You could go out in town and talk to somebody. But after the sixth visit, it's time to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we could start working with people. We tried keeping battalions together after they came back. Nobody got orders, for that. Being able to talk about it with your friends afterwards and people you'd worked with. So many things. People came in and talked about, the dangers after you've been living on adrenaline for a year of getting on, buying a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And we were losing them to that. Getting into gambling because it's an adrenaline rush. We have Vietnam vets coming in and all this also. But when you see this 20, and that's what you just told me, I did not realize that it was only from 21 states.
21 states.
Do you think because of these statistics that we're hearing about suicide and like you were talking about, the body part was kind of the simple part. It's the emotional aspect. It, because we're hearing these staggering statistics, We have not so many people wanting to sign up for our armed forces.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, America had it wrong with the Vietnam vets when they came back. And
totally.
And they fixed that for this generation. And who fixed that was the Vietnam vets. You know, they're the business owners now, and that's this generation. They said, we're not going to let happen to our current generation what we went through. It's not going to happen. Unfortunately, you know, our police officers are now the new Vietnam vets. But when you look at the state of our country, it's like a bad divorce. It's like our congresspeople and our politicians are up there. And, you know, they're fighting over us and using us as pawns to go against the other side. And it makes it a lot harder to go and sign up to fight for your country when that's going on.
Well, there's a number of things about that, but that's one of them. And you would think that one thing both parties could agree on is addressing the suicide epidemic. And it didn't start this year. This has been going on 3-4 years when they first made that announcement, 22 a day. And it sounds like there could even be more than that. So what does our hero's dreams do?
Well, you know, we do a wide variety of things. When I ended up riding a Segway across America in 2009 and stopping at a lot of military bases and visiting with veterans.
Segway? You rode a Segway across
the nation? Yeah, it was the funnest, dumbest thing I ever did. But broke an arm on day 3 and everything else. But one of the stops I made was in Texas, and we learned that 68% of those committing suicide were getting help for a year or more. And so
so they were already getting help
for at least a year, 68% of those in Texas. Mm-hmm. And now California and Texas are not counted in the stats. We're not counted in suicides.
Why not?
It's just if the counties report.
Really?
But America cannot handle the true numbers. The VA, if the VA put out the true numbers of what the cost of war really is, they couldn't handle it.
Wow.
And so
we're just like bowled over right now.
Yeah, and California voted to become a mandatory reporting state, but not all counties report. And so here's a small example too. On day one of the Segway ride across America, the local sheriff came out in Monterey and said, "Hey, can I talk to you?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "We just lost a young kid this morning." I said, "Was it suicide?" He said, "Well, we didn't write it up as suicide because I put down an accidental gun cleaning, accidental discharge for the gun cleaning, because if we put suicide down, the family would not get the insurance money and it would look bad in the community." So, you know, it just goes on and on with.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I can see
well,
that.
Well, okay, so the event is March 4th. That's this weekend, of course. We're just finding out about this now, but
I don't know why
it's
going
to be a fundraising dinner with motivational speakers. Who's going to be speaking?
Eddie Gallagher, a Navy SEAL that was tried and convicted of some things over there under, I believe, the Obama administration. And,
yeah.
And then President Trump pardoned him, got him off, reinstated his rank. He's going to be here. We've got Andrew Arabito, another Navy SEAL, is going to be here. He owns Half Face Blades, and we just have a plethora of amazing people and amazing auction items. Lorena Nevesky from Nevesky Firearms is actually donating the rifle that the Navy SEALs use. Of course, they had to dumb it down for California, but
all right. And so you are going to have this. It's $45 a ticket. You can go to ourheroesdream.org, Instagram, Our Heroes Dreams, or Facebook, Our Heroes Dreams. Now, this is going to be at the Veterans Hall. We haven't attended an event at the Veterans Hall in a very long time.
Mm, yeah.
So it's great to see that they're opening it up on Yuba Street. What else can we do to help support, you in that evening? So you can get your tickets off of all those.
Well, you know, we did zero advertising, and we sold out more than a month early.
Yeah, they're sold out.
But here's
so,
the thing.
But
here's the thing. Somebody opened up a table.
Okay.
And we would like to put it out to your listeners. We have one table, and I can give you a phone number to call.
All right.
That phone number would be area code 707
mm-hmm.
287 2939.
And that's also, if somebody's listening and they want to buy that table or get a couple tickets, you can go to ourheroesdreams.org and you'll have the additional information with contact Mike at that particular number. Wow. Well, thank you for coming on. I mean, I'm sure you've got more to talk about.
Yeah. We need to take a break here, but I'd like to hold you over here for a little bit.
Okay.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business here in town. Jeff is an expert when it comes to repairing windshields. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. With the weather the way it is, if you've got a chip in your windshield and it's got water in it, overnight it can turn into a crack that goes across your windshield. He can fix that chip. And like nothing flat as he did for Linda. Or he can fix cracks up to two and a half feet in length. That's right. Don't take chances with your safety. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. He fixed a crack in my windshield 14, 15 years ago. He still can't see it. That's Jeff Wors, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back.
The time cannot be erased. The day is
Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a happy new year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier Retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on our Wednesday edition, 7:50 in the morning. Oh, it's a cold morning, let me tell you.
First of March. Wow, we lost January degrees. And February somewhere. But we've got a super event going on this Saturday. It's our Heroes Dreams. They're going to be at the Veterans Hall down on Yuba Street. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's on Yuba Street, right? When you pull that thing back.
Yeah, it's on Yuba Street. Okay. It's the Veterans Hall next to the post office.
Next to the post office. It sold out. It was sold out, but then they just picked up another table. So if you're interested in going to this, you can give Justin Bond, our guest, a phone call at...
Well, there's a phone number that's 707-287-2939, and the tickets are $45 each, and you've got some great keynote speakers.
Yeah, the table's $350. We have one table that just opened up for $315. Some great auction items, great keynote speakers. We've got everything from quads, I think a side-by-side, kayaks, the rifle that the Navy SEALs use, night vision goggles, 30 or 40 other guns, and a couple of other items. Eddie Gallagher.
Yeah. And Patrick Jones, Supervisor Jones, started this last year, from what I understand.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to be the MC?
He's the MC.
And did I see Chris Kellstrom's name in there someplace?
He's the auctioneer.
He's the auctioneer. All right. And this is all about getting attention to and assistance to our veterans in this horrible suicide rate that we have, that we just found out that because of our Heroes Dreams, they were able to finally get all the states to report, yet in those states, not all the counties report.
Right.
Like, for an example, 439 veterans committed suicide in California, and I just don't believe that number.
Right.
And that was in 2020. I hate to say this, but it's too low. And if we're not reporting this, then they need to do that. Now, what are some of the things that our Heroes Dreams offers to our veterans?
So we have several programs, 9 programs, but our flagship program is our retreat or our boot camps. the biggest battlefield that our warriors face is right here on the home front battlefield. And so our largest program is the home front battlefield training center. And that's what we're trying, all this money is going to right now. We're an all volunteer group. We have no employees from top to bottom. And we're working on buying this piece of property at Lake Shastina, which is 40 acres. It's a turnkey operation, and we're going to be able to help thousands for generations to come. And that's what we're working for. The last 10 years has been a stepping stones, and we've been building our base up. And our main program is a 4-phase program. We bring the warriors out. They don't know who the counselors are because the counselors have all been there. And we're sitting around the fire, and they're looking at other amputees, and nobody wants to tell their story. Nobody wants to open up. We're doing some cool stuff like scuba diving or maybe skydiving or surfing or, whatever it is that we're doing on this retreat. And then we're sitting around the campfire. So I'll get one of my guys to open up and they'll start to tell their story. And pretty soon another and another. And then our warriors realize, you know what? I'm not alone. These guys actually understand. They've been there. And the Vietnam vets that were sped upon and hated for the last 50 years have had to suffer this now all of a sudden because of their story and them reaching out and lifting one of these warriors up out of the trenches from the home front battlefield. Now all of a sudden their mission was so meaningful because they're saving lives today. And so the tears are flowing. So we get through this first 5 days, and these guys are opening up. Now we're working on putting on all the band-aids. So we build what we call a mission plan, which is going to be part of phase two. The home repair, car repair relationship, PTSD, TBI, MST, whatever is holding these warriors in the bottle or on the couch or keeping them from, you know, turning off that militaristic light switch and turning on and, but keeping that warrior light switch on, we put on all the band-aids. Now, so we get through phase two, all the band-aids are on. Now phase three, we bring out the entire family. Now the entire family goes through the whole process. The kids are doing counseling with the other kids. I've seen over and over, I've seen, you know, little kids say, I thought I was the only one that has a parent that punches a hole in the wall with their head. You know, the marriage counseling, we do all this. And once all of...
Now these are with trained individuals, this, the marriage counseling and things like this to help.
Yeah, we some of them are, some of them are not.
Some are. Okay.
They are trained.
But they tell their stories and how this mm-hmm. works.
They're trained because they have the real life experience and they've succeeded. With the new camp, yeah, we're going to have all forms of the, okay. the doctors and the yeah. counseling out there. And we do on some of our retreats. We have volunteer veterans
sure,
that have
sure.
gone through the training Absolutely. And now they're out there. And then the final thing, you know, if you sent them home now, it's like a roller coaster ride for these guys. All of a sudden they're living, they're doing cool stuff, they have hope, and they're not just thrive, they're not just surviving anymore, they're starting to thrive. But if you send them home now, they just go back to the couch. And they don't have a reason to wake up in the morning. And pretty soon the, you know, whatever has haunted them comes right back into the mind. So the next thing you have to do, which is phase four, is what we call our special ops program. Now you have to help them find that new mission, which they've been working on the whole time, and we help them write a business plan for their new life mission, for not just them, but their whole family, so that when, you know, there anything happens negative in their family, they can kind of have a guide here to go back to and look at or contact us again. But it maybe these missions are starting a business. And if that's the case, we send one of our guys to their community and help them get a fundraiser with Rotary or something like that. We link them up with whoever's in that field or industry, get them help them get the training, start a fundraiser there for them so that not only the community knows about them, they know about the community, but that they can have the assets to get that mission started in that community.
Okay. Wow, this is a very elaborate, and maybe that's not the right word, a very comprehensive, thoughtful plan that you're going through here. That so it's just not one time this happens. I applaud you all. Like you said, and nobody takes any money for this.
Nobody gets paid. Now, when we get the camp opened up, that'll have to change. You know, you can't have cooks and...
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, that's different. You know, that's support staff and things right. like this. But
right okay. now, zero.
All right. So we're looking to fill another table on Saturday at the Veterans Hall. And the tickets are...
It's $315 for the table.
$315 for the table.
For
but
eight people.
It goes to a great, great cause, obviously. So if you're interested in that, you call 707-287-2939. And if for some reason you forget that number, you didn't write it down, give us a call here at KCNR at 605-4567. And we'll hook you up with Justin.
And that table is special for this. We actually do have a waiting list. We have people that would love to buy it, but we want to open it up for your listeners here today.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And next year, make sure you get in here early. And we're more than happy. Not that it sounds like you have any problems selling tickets, but I'd like to spend an hour with you and maybe one of the people who have gone through the course.
Yeah.
Love to have that in there and say, this is what it did for me.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, but thank you so much, Justin and Mike, and for everything you all are doing out there.
That's awesome.
This is a national, in my opinion, a national disgrace. And yet... Everybody talks about it, but it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. We are going to open up another one of these on November 11th. We're going to do a Veterans Day event, and we have some great people
here?
Coming in. Yeah, we haven't announced it yet because we're just now getting – we got to get the location secured. We want to do it for 1,000 people this time instead of 350.
Whoa. Good.
So.
I know a couple of locations around here that probably help you out with that.
Awesome.
So,
and I appreciate your service, sir.
You know what? Like most of us, it's an honor to serve this country. You know, that the people that I served with were some of the finest people I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that, and I never, ever question that.
Right.
So, just like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
One last thing real quick. You know, the first responder suicide rates are right at the veterans, but correctional officers are even higher.
I believe that.
They just as the VA puts out their stats, so does police and fire. And, and actually, fire is higher than police for some reason.
Wow.
But corrections at, I think it's three, at 3 years after retirement, 31% of them attempt suicide. 31%.
Wow.
It's either 31 or 33%. I would have to check that. But, yeah, super high.
Okay. Well, Justin, that's another horrible number. Okay. So as time moves forward and we get closer to that next one, we want to have you on a couple months in advance for that. And with 1,000, wanting to get 1,000 people there, which I think is a great idea. We'll help with that as much as we can.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. No, we appreciate you and our hero's dreams. We got to take a break from the news, and when we come back, we've got Reading Police Department with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Accurate at today's session. And with Republicans now in charge of the House, the Select Committee on China is getting down to business, beginning its work with a primetime hearing.
We may call this a strategic competition, but it's not a polite tennis match. This is an existential struggle over what life will look like in the 21st century.
Committee Chairman, Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher, opening the hearing with a plea for bipartisanship among the panel's members. President Biden nominating Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to lead the agency.
He's led the effort to ensure jobs of high-growth industries like semiconductor manufacturing, broadband, healthcare, and so much more.
If confirmed by the Senate, Hsu would succeed outgoing Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. From coast to coast, forecasters say more stormy weather is on the way, expected to bring heavy snow to some regions, drenching rains to others later in the week. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up 16 points, with the Nasdaq trading 45 points lower, and the S&P is 10 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes Jesus Revolution.
If you look a little deeper, if you look with love, you'll see an entire generation searching for all the right things. Just in all the wrong places.
Based on a true revolution.
You're going to need a bigger church.
Jesus Revolution. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Go to JesusRevolution.movie.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money. They told me the possibilities of garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car.
Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Nigeria's president-elect, Bala Tinubu, is thanking his supporters while appealing to his rivals for unity after being declared the winner of last weekend's presidential election.
The announcement by election officials is likely to lead to a court challenge by the second and third highest finishers. The opposition has demanded a revote after saying delays in the results made room for voting irregularities. After his victory was announced, Tinubu said, "I take this opportunity to appeal to my fellow contestants to let us team up together. It is the only nation we have. It is one country, and we must build together." I'm Charles Diladesma.
A head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train in Greece. It killed at least 36 people, injured 85 others. Many of the approximately 350 people aboard the train were students. They were returning from Greece's raucous carnival. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republicans are vowing to block a new D.C. law. They say it goes too soft on crime.
In the words of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, crime in the nation's capital is out of control.
Washington, D.C. has already seen about 36 homicides in just the first 2 months of the year.
And McConnell says it's all because Democrats and their supporters have decided
it's more important to have compassion for serial violent felons than for innocent citizens who just want to live their lives.
McConnell describing D.C.'s new crime law is going, in his words, even softer on crime. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
They are expected to make a full and complete recovery. 3 Kansas City, Missouri police officers were shot last night. Gunfire rang out while the officers were trying to execute a search warrant at a home. The officers' injuries not considered life-threatening, according to officials there in Kansas City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. And this, you know, we started playing this because of our law enforcement. It started with the sheriff, and then Chief Shuler liked it, and Linda loves it. So it is Wednesday. It is the 1st of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Cutting edge of technology, healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Is there a national day today?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Give me your best one.
Well, while you're looking, come back after we do the
National Dadgum, That's Good Day.
Dadgum, That's Good.
Dadgum. Okay, that's good. Dadgum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That reminds me of my great-grandfather. He said that.
He said, you know what,
he was a dadgum.
Let me know when it's national. Hey, hold my beer and watch this.
Dadgum, I like that. I need to probably implement that into my vocabulary and remove a few other words.
It might be interesting.
Yeah, I actually do. Dadgum it. Hey, hard freeze warning we've got that's going to be remaining until it says 8, but 8 a.m. But that is also, then there's another hard freeze warning that's going to reach to 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Thursday. So we're in for it, folks. It's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like, today we'll have about 51. Overnight lows tonight, 29. And there's where the freeze happens. Area frost and partly sunny on Thursday with a high of 57, overnight lows of 33. And Friday frost and mostly sunny with a high of 55 and our overnight lows of 33 throughout the week. Weekend Saturday, rain, snow, and then some showers, 49, rain, snow, and then some showers on Saturday night with 34, and Sunday as well, rain, snow, then showers, 48. So it's not over yet, but it's a beautiful day, and the sun is out today. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business with senior and veteran discounts, always 365-3793.
Okay. We are here with the Redding Police Department and with Jeff Schmidt, Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who heads up one of the divisions there, and we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to talk about Jeff. So tell us a little bit how you got into police work, where you're from, you know, all those things.
Yeah, well, good morning. So I've been in law enforcement going on 25 years now. So I started back a couple of years ago. Went to the academy in 97, worked for Sassoon City down in the bay next to Fairfield. Worked there for about 8 years before I came up here.
That's got all the ships in there, right?
Carquinez Strait. Yeah. We just had the mothball fleet there. It's all gone now.
It is?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, they took it. They disassembled those. But those were
used to use those. We'd come up and use them in our special operations. We'd go down and take down boats, take down ships there.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to work our boating unit when I was down there, and we used to go down into Carquinez Strait, and we were there when they towed in the USS Iowa and mothballed it there, and it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, yeah. So you were, and at what, while you were in that particular area in the Bay Area. What were you doing in your division?
So I just worked patrol there.
Okay. So you were on the streets, as you said. I've been always on the street. So patrol, boy, did you see, was it kind of a nice community or was it?
It was a small town. So it was like the size of Anderson, but with a violent crime rate that was quite a bit higher. So dealt with a lot of shootings, stabbings, gang violence. Sat right next to Fairfield, which had the same problem. So we literally shared a border. And, you know, it was like crossing the tracks was like the big thing. It was the running joke. You cross the tracks into Sassoon. Like when I grew up in Fairfield, you know, Sassoon City was like the place to not be. It had like one of the highest crime rates in the nation. And I mean, and for an agency that was, I think at the time, 18 sworn, you know, it was just taxing. So we would run from call to call to call, constantly busy. But it was a good time. Like looking back, you know, in my 20s, you know, running around chasing bad guys and just, you know, as a young police officer coming out of the academy, that's exactly what I wanted to be doing. Then I had kids and I'm like, okay, I think I've had my fill of this and I'd like a change of pace and a better community where, you know, it was a little bit more conducive to raising kids and in the family. So that's why we chose to move up here.
That's a great story.
And how long ago was that?
Well, it came up here in 05. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going on, what, 17 years? Yeah. Just past my 17-year mark with the city of Reading.
Yeah, it's about when I came up here. So I came up in 06.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it was 07. But
yeah, but
I got
still,
up here.
It's right there in that period of time. We've seen a lot of changes happen in Reading. It's still a place that we choose to call home.
Yeah, and I plan on calling this home for a long time. Mm-hmm. I love working here. I love living here. It's close to all the things I like to do, the lake, Mount Shasta, you know, being outdoors, hunting, fishing.
Kids like it here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So you are in head of the administrative division, and I imagine there's a lot of things going on right now that fall under you.
Yeah, so I don't actually head the division. Captain Barner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I work for him. So I'm one of two lieutenants in the admin division. So myself, and then we have
sorry, Captain.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to take your job away from you.
I'm sure he'd be happy to give me all of his responsibilities also.
Yeah, he's the one that says, I'm next to the chief. And when that happens, it's the first target of opportunity.
Well,
it's
funny because he put me in the office directly next to the chief. So I usually hear about it first. And then.
Oh, yeah.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
It's always... You know, Captain Barner always says, like, there's never really an emergency in admin. But and there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, like, we don't get called out in the middle of the night unless something has gone, you know, critical incidents is about the only time we come out. So it could be completely boring or it can be completely filled with last-minute meetings. You know, admin handles everything in the agency that people don't ever think about. And I had no idea how important admin was or what they did. You know, I worked here for, I just went to admin 18 months ago. So, you know, I had no idea. And, like, any given day, we could have a problem with the radio system, our computer systems, you know, or
the
some
radio
other.
System? Gee, I wonder what that's like.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, like I could walk in and have a day where I can just get through, you know, all the tasks that I need to get through. And then there's other days where I'm literally trying to help guys fix their computers in their cars or their cell phones aren't working right. And, I mean, those are all things that fall under us and we have to deal with. And I pretty much touch almost everything that's technology-based in the agency.
Were you trained for that?
Yeah, on the job.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
the
running joke is I broke my hand on patrol when I was a corporal, and I got looped into this whole CAD RMS project that we had going on at the time, and I've owned it ever since then to some degree.
So that's what happens when you break your hand on the job.
Yeah, so light duty for a supervisor is not very fun.
No, it's not. First of all, you can't even scratch your nose, and you're still having to work.
Correct.
We're going to take an early break. And the big thing, of course, now is body cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to impact on you all?
Is it going to have an impact?
I mean, in the admin division, because
I administer that program.
That's
mine.
I know. And that's where I've heard your name before. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a quick break because I want to talk about this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Linda's favorite place to hang out, her she cave, and it's called Four Winds Jewelry. located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry there. It's a local business, and we're so strong on buying local, staying local here. But Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You go in there to get your, you know, if you've got jewelry, make sure that the prongs on it are going to hold it in. They've got a super selection of jewelry. You can get your watch batteries fixed. They have the only watch repairman in Northern California. You can take your watch and fix it. Maybe it's one of those old watches. You've had an old watch there. That,
absolutely.
That, you love that watch.
Taking it apart. I have like a 1940s like man's Rolex that I wear that is like got the bubble and the, it's really cool. Anyway, so when you, if you feel like you've got some an estate piece and people, you want to trust it, to somebody who is trustworthy, always Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, 222-2750. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 1st of March, 8:19 in the morning, and it's 33 degrees out there. Big frost warnings going on for tonight and several other nights this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been around since 1993. Judy started this company and has been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since. Two separate divisions, insurance division and financial management division. If you're looking for second opinions on insurance or your retirement plans or 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who does not head up the admin division, as we know, but he's got a department in there, and body cameras is falling under Jeff. And we've been hearing about body cameras for years, and the main problem was the storage, not buying the cameras. That's simple. But the storage of all the video. And Reading has started it. They've already started the trial time for one set of cameras, and you've got another one. Okay.
Yeah, we actually have trials going for two different companies right now. So okay. The first one was Axon. We started the Axon trial back on the 31st of January.
Right.
Axon's kind of like they're kind of the leader in like deployment of cameras. They have them all over. I'm sure if you've watched the body cam video, you've seen their little yellow triangle in the upper corner of the video. And then we just started one on the 16th of February with another company called LensLock.
Okay. So two different companies, but gives the same, result that you want.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of these companies, you know, the cameras and the functionality of the cameras is pretty much the same across all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it comes down to is storage and in that storage, what kind of reporting they have for you, what kind of redaction software they have built into it, you know, how it makes your job easier all the way through from the time they're capturing video on the street to the time you're releasing video either publicly or to the DA's office. That's kind of the big difference between the companies and how they function.
Lieutenant, what is the biggest concern? I'm not going to say problem, but the biggest concern with body cameras?
Well, it depends on which angle you're looking at. The end user, for the patrol officer on the street, you know, the big concern is always, like, who's going to be viewing my video and why? Is an admin going to be just arbitrarily looking at videos and looking for policy violations? You know, minor stuff like that, or are we just going to use these for what they're truly intended, which is, you know, to capture evidence, to get, you know, a different perspective. You know, there's a company out there called Four Science Institute. They talk a lot about, you know, perception, reaction, what an officer can recall and can't recall after a critical incident and how that varies and the whole, you know, physiological effects of a critical incident. So what a body camera really does for us is it gives us, you know, that independent view of things that happen. But cameras don't always capture everything that the officer sees or interprets. Sometimes the cameras don't pick up a sound or, they have a limited angle of view where the officer could be looking over his shoulder. He could see a threat or something coming from behind him that wouldn't be on the camera.
And different angles of different officers show different things, but something an officer coming in from the 3 o'clock position as opposed to the 12 o'clock may see something the first officer didn't see. And that could work for or against you.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing with cameras is, you know, you can hit pause and you can do frame by frame and you can look at every single frame and you can scrutinize it and you can spend hours and hours in doing that. But we're still talking about a human being that had to make a split second decision without the ability to press pause and stop and say, well, let me take another evaluation of what's going on.
So can the officer turn the camera off? Once it's on, is it constantly on? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, so our cameras are set up to be activated and deactivated by the officer.
Okay, because I was wondering, going to the bathroom? Nobody want, you know, going to take a coffee break and talk to Fran? I mean.
Correct. And just like if you're walking down the street and you just happen into a police officer and you're talking to him, chances are he's not going to be recording that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to start recording until it becomes an adversarial contact or he's going to take enforcement action.
Okay.
Sure. Now, this one, too, is that there's now the young men and women who have come through post in the last couple of years, they're trained on how to use this, where you've got officers been on the streets for years. Now you're putting a camera on them and say, you've got to remember to do this. And they've already got their muscle memory for guns, radios, the rest of my equipment. Now it's a new one. But
correct. And it is. And especially for like a guy like me, I've been off the street for a little bit, you know, going back and wearing a body camera, like there's a learning curve to that. And we understand that. And you're correct. Like, we have recruits that are in the Sacramento Police Department Academy right now, and they actually wear a body camera while they're in the academy.
To get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because their department kicks them out and they need to know how to turn their cameras on and how they function. And so all recruits in their academy are wearing them. So they get used to that whole, that muscle memory of activating the camera when they're getting to a call.
Now, do you have to push a button, or is this one of those things you pass your hand in front of the camera? I don't know how that works, but, you know, movement, a specific movement turns it on or it off.
All the cameras now are, it's a single long tap of a button, a huge button on the front of the camera, or a double tap to get the camera to activate.
Okay.
And then it's opposite to deactivate it. So our policy is, you know, they activate it and deactivate it based on the nature of the call and when it stabilizes.
Okay, would they activate it if they come? Well, I guess they would. If they were coming up to give me a ticket, they'd probably activate
correct.
It.
Yeah, so any enforcement action, so if they're doing a pedestrian contact or car stop, showing up to a call for service, they're going to be activating the camera.
And they turn it off probably when they say, well, hey, Carl, watch yourself. Don't do this again.
Yeah.
Now, they might do that.
Get pulled over.
Not
and
that
we can
that's ever
out.
Happened to me. The only time I've ever been pulled over, that's not true. But the one time I was pulled over, I got a ticket. Well deserved. Well deserved. I was talking on my phone. Lieutenant, now, we're talking about thousands of hours.
Correct.
Of video.
It's amazing how much we already have in the cloud right now. Just from the.
Do you have an estimate on that?
Number of videos?
Yeah.
Well, so we got 14 cameras out right now.
Uh-huh.
Probably thousands already.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody has to look at this. Who does that?
So we don't look at all of it because nobody has time to sit and look at all of it. So the ones we look at, and we don't even necessarily look at them, is the ones that have to go over to the DA's office because they're associated with a criminal investigation.
Okay.
And then obviously if there's an internal complaint, we would review body camera video.
Okay.
But we don't have time to, I mean, nobody has time to go through it.
Nobody can do that.
Yeah.
What about the storage? Chief Schuller said you've got some kind of cloud that just keeps it in there, huh?
So all of these companies now, they offer like an unlimited cloud storage solution. You know, there's obviously some caveats to that. You know, you can't store everything forever. Everything needs to have some retention period to it.
When is that retention period?
So it varies depending on the nature. So if it's just a general car stop that we talked about, you get pulled over and you get a warning and you're sent on your way and nothing comes of it, it's going to be 90 days.
Okay.
So it's fairly short because, as you can imagine, you know, all the car stops that we do that end in, you know, just a warning, you know, we send them down the road and do we really need to hold on to that for a long time?
But if there's somebody else in the car, do you have to redact their face?
So that totally depends on circumstances.
On the case.
Yep.
Okay. Because I know that's one of the big things that that the chief and other agencies that I read about is you go into a house and you're talking. The subject is one person, but there's kids and there's other people in the house. And, you know, as you turn them at that way, You have to redact all those faces.
Correct.
Is that part?
And what we redact for like a public release of a video, you know, is obviously different than, I didn't know this until I met with the DA's office, but like a judge can order a totally different set of redactions or they will specifically like want it cut down and, you know, and because he only wants the jury to see certain parts of it or, you know, however that works. And I mean, so like these companies, they have these built-in redaction softwares. A lot of them are artificial intelligence that kind of help you through it. So as you're playing the video, it's showing you, it's automatically picking up faces, license plates, you know, tablet, computer, cell phone screens, even like documents. You know, you think about we're wearing these cameras, you know, center of chest, you know, and so officers are filling out paperwork on a clipboard that's, you know, perfectly in the view of this camera. So, you know, it can
that goes away too.
It can redact.
So that's already part of the software so that when you get it, you can push a button and it redacts all that stuff.
Correct. And then we can fine tune that and unredact.
And unredact, of course. Yeah. The DA, you give something to the DA and the DA redacts it. And like you said, the judge says, I want to see more. Take it back out and unredact it.
Correct.
So the material is all there all the time.
Correct. And so even when you do a redaction of a video, the original video always lives in that server unedited.
Okay. Before we take our break, so you get a high profile crime. It takes 2 or 3 years for it to really play out. That video stays 2 or 3 years, whatever it takes, until the crime's resolved. And then if it's appealed, you still have to keep it there.
Yeah, so certain crimes have retention periods of 99, 100 years,
okay.
You know, forever.
Yeah.
So long beyond my tenure. So, yeah, everything has a different retention policy, and it's based on the nature of the crime.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who is the man in charge of the body cameras.
Administration.
That's
here. That's big.
Because he broke his hand on the job. I'm not going to ask you how you broke your hand on the job, but then was put in charge of one technical caper going on, and now...
That's one thing. But I'm sure he's got tentacles all over that, all over
several
departments.
I'm saying that in 10 or 15 or 20 years when you retire, you can go anywhere and be a consultant for body cameras.
Or just retire.
Or just retire, which I think you'll probably be doing that. Okay, hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop is my barbershop. It's mine and many, many, many others that go there. Why? Because you get good haircuts. You get great haircuts. You can make an appointment, work it out on your schedule, give them a call at 530-244-9478. Oh, hey, can I get in tomorrow at 10? Well, no, but you can get in at 10:30. Okay, that's great. Go in, get your haircut, and walk out, or you can just hang around like I do sometimes to hide from Linda. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Be having a good day today. It's sunshining. Oh man, I am going out to Odina. I'm going out to Odina the Wonder Horse today, and you know, take the blankie off her.
Love on her.
Love on her. Her bandages are off. She is, you know, she is, you know, wild and wonderful. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Recognized by Watson Health Institute, one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, faster recovery times, and reduced risk. All at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, and we're talking body cameras because he is, I guess we could call, Watash of the body cameras. And, okay, during the break we were talking about how one of your officers came, you know, because people, you know, a lot of times officers are concerned, oh, I got a body camera on. I mean, and like you said, are they looking for me to do something that street police do? You know, even, you know, it might be pushing the edges. I'm not talking about arresting people, but just procedure things. Oh, you didn't fill this thing out right. Things like that.
Right.
And what did that officer say? They came over.
Yeah. So, and I've heard this not just from one, but multiple officers. I mean, we have several laterals now that came from agencies where they were already wearing body cameras, and they come with stories of, you know, my camera never got me in trouble, but it exonerated me from citizen complaints numerous times.
Yeah, and you see that all the time.
Correct. And yeah. And I have a story, you know, from a few years ago when I was a patrol sergeant, and I got called, you know, out to a ped stop on California Street at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and this guy is just yelling and screaming at the officer, and he wants to talk to the supervisor. You know, we all carry audio recorders, so I activated mine knowing I was going into a complaint, and this guy started yelling and screaming at me. Obviously, I wasn't going to resolve his complaint. He went on his way. Well, he ends up filing a complaint with my supervisor saying that, you know, I was yelling at him, I was talking down to him, I was using foul language. And so I was like, well, I have audio of the whole thing. And so, of course, my supervisor listened to it and was like, well, yeah, that's completely untrue. You know, and then he confronts the complainant about it, and, you know, then they have to backtrack their story.
My gosh.
That's a false police report.
So, yeah.
In a way.
Okay. Yeah, it's
a complaint.
It's an illegitimate complaint, and they happen. And, you know, one of the great things with a body camera is, you know, they're there, and they capture that. So, and like I said, what I hear from guys who've worn them is that they get exonerated from these types of complaints far more than they've ever been disciplined for something that was on the
camera. That's good. Cool. What other things are going on technology-wise in the department?
So the big change today is that we ended our online reporting system. So since about 2011, we had this online reporting system, and that was really in response to a time when we'd lost staffing. We'd laid off police officers. We'd laid off almost every CSO that we had. And we just couldn't respond to all the calls for service that were coming in. So we'd force people into this online reporting system to report crimes.
I used it once.
Yeah.
The reason I used it was because then you gave me a number, then I could use my insurance company.
Correct. Yeah. So it would generate a police report. And I mean, it would actually pull into our records management system and exist there as a police report. But, you know, the pitfall was we lost that contact with the community and we lost that public service. You know, we weren't there to interact with the victim. People were really unhappy. Yeah. And from a customer service standpoint, you know, it just didn't suit our needs anymore. And there were some other downfalls with it. You know, unfortunately, some people would get on there and, you know, make reports that weren't even criminal in nature. Some people just get on there and rant about the police department in general. And others, you know, some people would file reports on there that should have been a call for service where an officer responded. So now, you know, because we have one lieutenant who would go through these reports and he can't do it every single day. So it would be 2 or 3 days old, you know, and you get this report of, you know, an assault that was actually in progress at the time that it happened and we should have sent somebody out there. And now we're behind the curve and we're trying to make up time. You know, and the other thing was, you know, we'd get some of these reports and they would require physical follow-up. So we'd end up having to assign the report to an officer to try to go out and get surveillance video or fingerprints or things of that nature that, had we just responded to the call initially, we would have been able to cover all that. So just overall, it didn't serve the need anymore. So it was time to end it. So that ended today. We actually turned the link off last night. So if you call now and you need to file a report for even something like a stolen bicycle or your car was broken into, you will get contact from a member of our police department.
CSO could do that.
Correct.
They handled our when that guy sideswiped his CSO.
Correct.
Officer Knuckle.
Yeah, she was great. All right, so here's a question that's kind of like odd, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it. We are here again with Jeff Schmidt, who is a police lieutenant. What floats your boat in this particular position in life? I mean, there's so much we can just hold on to the negativity, these little things that are coming at you left and right. You got to be like, you know, Wonder Woman or whoever it is with the, you know, the Marvel comic that puts her, you know, fighting off all the crime and the bullets and stuff coming at you. But what keeps you going? What, again, I use the term float your boat.
Right. And in this community, it's easy, and that's because we still have community support here. And we have great community support. And when we go out and we make contact and we're doing our job, and, I mean, you look at comments on Facebook from our posts and you hear people, you know, that have pride in their police department, and it's that type of support that, you know, still encourages me to continue on and not just give up and stop trying.
So you have people who actually look you in the eye, say thank you for your service.
Yes.
I
and on a side note, yesterday, walking into work, somebody had just come up with a post-it note and wrote on it, thank you so much, we love and appreciate you,
Just
put it on the employee entrance door to City Hall. So that's what we were greeted with walking into work
yesterday.
That's wonderful.
Was that Chief Shulman's writing?
No, it okay. definitely was not Shuler's writing.
You know, I was talking to a girlfriend for a lengthy conversation tomorrow. He used to live in Orange County and now lives in Texas. And she was just talking about how, you know, how society is changing so much and this part of people wanting to be protected, but at the same time they're defunding this mentality about defund the police. Mm-hmm. But in a moment of crisis, who do you go to? Like all of a sudden you're looking for the people who are trained, the authorities that have the experience to help you in a moment of crisis. So I don't quite understand, because we're human beings and human beings make mistakes. So either reality is that nobody's completely a superhero in the sense that they're in a split second moment, people, human beings can make make a mistake.
And not even know that it's a mistake at the time.
Right. Yeah. Because the adrenaline or whatever it is, you're going into and you hope that all the training in the world is going to train you for the right decision. Right. But even the best of the best.
Right. And when you look at that, when you look at like a 25-year veteran and, you know, a guy fresh off field training, like one of the perspectives we always look at is, you know, a like officer with like training and like experience. So, you know, it's not apples to apples even between two police officers, because the guy with 25 years on has just been subjected to so much more over the years that, you know, physiologically and psychologically he's more prepared or differently prepared for a situation as opposed to somebody straight out of the academy. You know, and I tell a story like my very first day as a police officer in Sassoon City, I was in a knockdown, drag-out fight with a guy, and I was literally rolling around on the ground with him and thinking to myself, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I'm so new at this. I don't even know if I'm doing this correctly. You know, and now I can look back and be like, yes, I was doing things correctly.
But
you were guessing. I could have done better.
Yeah, and you might have been thinking, or maybe you were thinking in that moment, or were you thinking in that moment, am I breaking any rules? Do you think about when your life is threatened and you're rolling around on the ground, am I breaking any rules or am I trying to survive in this moment?
Correct. And I can tell you from working, I worked with police dogs for 10 years here in the city of Reading. And you get called to the craziest situations. I mean, dog handlers are always just most likely to be subjected to use of force cases because they're being called to situations where they're likely to use force. And so, you know, in 10 years of doing that, going to every single hot call on the street for 10 years, I would say that nothing can better equip you than just being immersed in it time and time and time and time again.
There's a saying in the Marine Corps,
huge.
And I'm sure other services, the more you're in combat, the better chances you have for living through combat. Because you do things instinctively.
Correct.
You don't stand out. And you always find a place to stand behind when you're out. It's just the more you're in it, the better chance you have of surviving.
And my first day as a dog handler and thinking about whether I'm going to send my dog or not, like it was an arduous decision because you have so many things you're trying to take into consideration. By that last deployment, it just happened because all of those thought processes become so much more
in sync.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk about this new bill they're trying to introduce in the California legislature about police dogs. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans.
As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I want you
Radio.
To hurt yourself there, Carl.
My shoelace may be untied, but I can still dance like a diva.
Shut up.
8:50 in the morning here on the 1st of March, 2023. 34 degrees out there. We're in the big frost warnings over the next few days. Some more snow and rain coming in, but enjoy today. It looks like it's great today. It may catch up later today and get some rain. Our guest today is Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt. In the administrative part of the police department, he's been a patrol officer most of his career, and he got into the technical side when he broke his hand on the job. So they put him in charge of this one thing. So now he's in charge of the body camera program here, and he's talked a lot about it. And I've learned a lot today about the body.
And also canines. You said that you were working with canines for 10 years. Tell us a little bit about, I don't know if we've really talked.
Left with a question.
Then I want to get to that, too.
The law that they're trying to propose, it says canines cannot be used to bite people. What's your opinion of that?
That would be a huge tragedy for our department or any police department and a community. Their dogs serve a huge purpose that I think is people don't understand. What they know or what they hear is that dogs bite people. But dogs do so much more for us. My last dog that I worked for 6.5 years on the street probably located hundreds of people that had ran from us that ended without a bite. You know, running out into a rural area, he was a dog that loved to track and find people. And, you know, we call it the end game. How it ends, you know, is dictated by the suspect that we're chasing. Plenty of times my dog would corner somebody, actually treat a guy once, and they're like, hey, I'll come down. Just don't let the dog bite me.
Mm.
Fine. But we found who we were looking for. We've used our dogs to find missing persons. You know, when it comes to, like, everyday patrol, we get alarms at warehouses, and we get there, and there's a door that's kicked open, and searching a warehouse with, you know, patrol officers to do it safely, you have to use essentially half of our shift to accomplish it safely, where we can accomplish it with half as many people and a dog in a fraction of the amount of time.
Wow.
And so it's a force multiplier, and just having the dog there.
And it's a use of force tool that is one of a kind, because when you send a dog, it is the only force that we have that we can stop and recall if situation changes. And there are times where a taser or pepper spray or even a less lethal shotgun is not an appropriate use of force due to circumstances, terrain, where a dog is there. And there's been hundreds and hundreds of times where just having my dog bark in a car got compliance from somebody, or bringing my dog out and threatening the use of the dog gain compliance. You know, stuff that you don't get with pepper spray or a taser. You know, dogs fill a huge gap in the use of force.
And they're a non-lethal weapon.
Correct.
That the – or a non-lethal use of force that now the lawmakers are trying to take away from the law enforcement. So that could lead to more deadly incidents. Could. Yeah,
that is definitely a concern. You know,
it's a stupid law. The whole idea is stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because if a dog jumps out and you tell me to comply, I'm looking at Thor or Buttercup or whoever it is.
And there's always that small percentage of the population, yeah. And I've had it where they're like, send your dog. And it's like, okay. You know, and that's where we look at, you know, our options. What else do we have? And it's a tough decision as a dog handler, but there's times where I sent my dog into situations where I didn't know if he was going to come back.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that, you know, our dogs are expendable, but they serve a purpose. They will do things that we would not send a human to go do, like crawl through an attic to look for a guy who's armed with a handgun or go into some thick vegetation where somebody's potentially armed. And I've sent my dog into both of those situations. And it's a tough call for a handler to do that. But what are our options if we don't have a dog?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's finish up on a more positive note here with the CERT teams.
Mm-hmm.
The crisis intervention teams have been a success. Enough so that
we added a second team. So we have two full-time crisis intervention teams. They're covering pretty much the whole week, and it is a program that has been hugely successful. You know, we should probably get some of those guys in here to talk about that program.
It would be great to have the medical person and one of your officers.
Right.
That would be a great show, and it doesn't have to be on the first Wednesday. We could bring them in any time to talk about this.
Because what they do is they are matching, you know, homeless people or, you know, people who have mental health issues with housing and the right treatment, and, you know, they're finding programs to get treatment or help for these people.
It's more than just the incident that brings them there.
I think people need to hear that. I know for me, I need to, in my mind's eye, when people are talking, I need to see the increments of what action is happening, the story behind it. So it's almost like it's like show and tell on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the four people that we have working that, the four officers that are working that are not only they train, but they are the right personalities for it.
It takes a special personality.
It does. I mean, you have to have a different level of patience and, you know, commitment to go out there and make those contacts and be willing to, you know, because it is a break from traditional policing. Like, they don't wear a police uniform. They don't drive a marked police car because, you know, they're trying to assimilate a little bit better so that they can gain better compliance. And they have the time and the resources that a patrol officer doesn't have.
I think our public needs to hear these stories.
Yeah. So it is a great program. It has been very successful. And luckily we were able to get some funding to add that second team.
Well, you're seeing this throughout the United States. You know, other police organizations and cities have put these together, and it's lowered the number of confrontations that have led to violence because of a person, if they're mentally off. It's not, even though the police probably know every one of them in this city because of a variety of reasons,
right.
Having somebody there that can diffuse the situation and then get them help. And then in the follow-up, like you said, all the follow-up stuff that happens.
Right. And, you know, and as a patrol officer, you handle a call for service where you get a, you know, this call of a guy acting crazy in front of a business. And you go out there, and as a patrolman, you just don't have a lot of resources or time to you know, dedicate to helping somebody out. And, you know, this team does. And that it fills a huge gap, and not just for the department, but for the community as a whole.
How many people do you think they see in a week?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
It'd be interesting to see how many times CERT's called out. But
yeah.
I imagine they're busy.
I hear them getting called on the radio frequently.
Okay.
You know, and they do everything they can to respond to every, you know, immediate crisis. But, you know, they're also running around looking for particular people because they found a program to get them into. So they're looking for, you know, a particular, like yesterday, both teams were out looking for a guy to try to get him into some services.
And I imagine the homeless and other people out there know who they are.
Correct.
So they know they're not out there just to arrest them. Mm-hmm. So if they ask where's Homer, they may get an answer.
Correct.
Okay. I can tell you that when I do the ride along, that I could tell every time we talk to a canine officer, because there'd be barking in the back. The dog's barking. He's fired up. Or he's just like, yes, I'm working. Am I wrong?
Or he just wants you to pet him.
Or he just wants you to pet him.
I love what they did at the rodeo last year.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were you part of that?
No, I was. I'm out of the canine unit now, so you know I don't manage it. I don't supervise it. My heart is still there, but I am not there. So.
They brought out that little dog.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeff Schmidt, once again, our police lieutenant for the Reading Police Department, for being with us today and enlightening us on body cams and the canine unit
and
CERT. So we've got more to cover next time you come in.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Thank you for having me.
Well, please tell everybody out there to be safe, and they are supported.
I will.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow,
Chris Clark
comes in, and God bless America.
There ain't no easy way out.
KCNR, Shasta.